Listening Library presents Troy by Adele Gerris. Read for you by Miriam Margulies. The Blood Room.
"They'll be here later on," said Carrie-tominy. "You may be sure of it. It'll be a fierce battle today, and we must be ready for the wounded poor creatures. Put that pallet over there, Xanthi, where it's cooler."
Xanthi did as she was told. "Please, dear gods on Olympus, who see everything we mortals do," she thought, "help me now. Please keep Boros away. Please, let it be other men who bring us these bodies." She shivered. Since the day when he'd first approached her, his words,
"What's a frisky little filly like you doing all alone here? I've seen you before, haven't I? Aren't you the one who helps with the sick? Don't you recognize me? I cart the bodies off the battlefield. I'm surprised your parents let you out so near sunset. Don't they know there are nasty men around? Oh, very nasty, really. You wouldn't want to bump into them, my flower. But don't worry, I'll see them off. Anyone who dares to try it with you, they'll never tangle with me. I'm known, see? One blow from this fist."
Went around and around in her head, and with them a vision of his face.